It's common journalism to present two sides to every story. So, every bad news bulletin should have some good news aspect to it. And this motif actually applies to the entire universe. Now in mid-May, for example, we've entered the three-week period when the dazzling evening star is largest and most interestingly crescent-shaped through binoculars and especially small telescopes. The bad news is that whenever this happens, it means Venus will disappear in less than a month. This same theme involves NASA, too. In the 1990s, the U.S. created a fleet of reusable space shuttles that could carry up to 7 people into orbit. The bad news is that 2 blew up, so the whole thing was simply scrapped, leaving us no way to get into space. Good news, astronomers have found an extraterrestrial ocean. The bad news, it's on a moon orbiting within Jupiter's fierce radiation belts, so nobody can ever go there. The bad news in 1915 was that Einstein blemished his wonderful relativity theory by tacking on a cheesy ad hoc cosmological constant, which he soon called his worst blunder. But the good news is that nowadays most cosmologists think it might be valid after all. Someday the moon will stop its current inch-a-year departure from us and reverse direction. It will come closer and closer until tidal forces break our nearest neighbor into a million pieces. The result will be a glorious ring that will rival Saturn's. Will future humans regard that as good news, a glorious sight in the sky? Or will it be bad news for clammers and surfers, since tides will fall to just 3/8 of what they are now? When we get the next big asteroid impact, sometime between tomorrow and 100 million years from now, will it be good news like the last one, where dinosaurs were replaced with kittens, or very bad news for State Farm? For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.